Thank you for calling customer service. This is Megan. How may I help you?
Yeah, what company is this?
This is a third-party customer service, so we assist with multiple products and companies. I will have to know what you ordered in order to help you.
Well, I have no idea because you're taking recurring $29.67 out of my checking account. I'm trying to figure out what it is I bought.
Okay, sir. Well, do you have a zip code that I can better assist you with?
27958.
I'm sorry, you said 87958?
27958. Moyock, North Carolina.
And your first and last name, please?
Jack Sendak, S-E-N-D-A-K.
Okay, one second. Let me see what I can find.
He took $29.67 out in April and $29.67 just a couple days ago.
Okay, so I'm not seeing nothing under your name. Let me see one second.
Coming out of my checking account under that name.
Okay, one second. Okay, so do you have the card that was by chance used for the order?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
I don't need the whole number, but can I get the first 6 digits?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Four 410894. 410894.
Yep.
And your last name one more time?
Sendak, S as in Sam, E N, D as in David, A K.
Okay, so I'm not finding anything under your name, and you said you are seeing the transactions. May I ask where you got the number from?
It's on my bank statement.
Okay.
800 number, it says AZ, and then the last 4 digits of my card, $29.67. It says netabnk.com, whatever that is. Or a website, I don't know.
Okay, is it, so that website is actually not familiar with our, company. Okay, is it possible that anyone else in the household could have gotten a hold of your card?
No, I live alone.
Okay, so, what I would suggest is that you go ahead and file a dispute with your bank. Because
okay.
We don't have anything under your card, your name, or your number, or your zip code.
Okay.
So
let me get with my bank. This is fraud. Thank you.
Yes, sir.